Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio on a Friday. Looking forward to the weekend, for sure. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Morning, JP, what's happening?
Good, this is one of those weekends because we're supposed to get 3 inches of rain tomorrow. I kind of want to just leave here, put on sweatpants, and come back to work on Monday.
Yeah, that's by us, not by you.
Yeah, everybody was thinking otherwise.
Oh, no, it's by us. We're supposed to get like one. It was supposed to be really, really bad thunderstorms and stuff, but it passed south, and now we're just getting, right now it's rainy, windy, we're going to have rain all day long. We're supposed to get 2 to 3 inches, it's supposed to wash away all the pollen that was here, because everybody's cars are green from the pollen.
And then you're sending it to us?
Listen, you want Florida weather so much? You want the weather? You want to be just like us in Florida weather? Well, now you got it.
We sure are. Yeah, we'll get it by tomorrow night.
And the good news is
tomorrow afternoon.
Well, this is how we're always better off somehow. It's supposed to happen all day today and tomorrow and Sunday on the weekend. Hello, sunshine, 76, 78.
Oh, good for you. That sounds great.
But you're going to be inside watching basketball all weekend anyway, so what do you give a rat's ass?
Beach bar. Oh, today I'll be inside. Beach bars have TVs. Also, Hori Lori's here now, so there is no escaping the beach for a while. I'm okay with it.
Or the bars.
Yeah, exactly. So I just planned on that. That's fine.
She happy being here so far?
She is.
I know it's only a couple of days.
She needed a change of scenery. She had a lot of bad personal stuff. She got scammed by someone we went to high school with, like for money.
Oh,
she's just really having it.
How much?
$2,000. Well, $2,000 is a lot to me.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not.
But is someone from high school that she stayed really close with?
Sean Decker.
You know what I mean?
Like, sounds like a story brewing.
I mean, there is. It's a.
As soon as you hear the deep breath.
I'm trying to figure out how to sum it up, but there's really. Sean Decker was the guy. Everybody had their guy in junior high, right? Where all the girls wanted to date him, and he was like on the football.
He's the coolest.
That was Sean Decker and Jason Finley. Sean Decker was the man. And then, and I still drooled over him. And so she's mentioned his name relatively recently. I was like, oh my God, you should bang him. Sean Decker, you could bang Sean Decker. This is going to be great. She's like, no, you don't want it. Come to find out, he lived in Orlando for a while. He got married. His wife cheated on him for years or whatever. So he got divorced. He moved back in with his parents in a tiny little town in Iowa. This is his life.
Wow.
Oof.
And he gained like 50, 60 pounds or something. He went bald.
All
right. Take it easy. He can't control that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why don't you dial that?
Read the room, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. He went bald. What else can you, how low
bald
can you go?
And gained weight? Unreal.
I know.
What a loser.
Does he wear a Yankee hat too?
Were you in Sean Decker?
Sweatshirts and funny shirts sometimes?
He was Sean Decker. He was like up there. He was this, all of it. Everybody wanted to
How do you know
him.
That wasn't my name in high school?
I'll call you SD if you want.
Anyway, continue your story.
All I know, and I apologize. No, it's just him. He ended up being a total. So he lived with, you're not living with your parents. In this tiny town where Lori happened to end up because our family lives there. Her family lives there. Anyway, so they run into each other. It's a small town. They're like, oh, I live a few doors down. So they hang out. She's like, we do karaoke. They called me drunken. They hung out all the time. But no sex or anything. Just hung out as friends. She's like, I'm trying to. Yeah. And they had a bond. She was going through a divorce. He was going through his divorce. It was all good. Then she was like complaining about all this money in the divorce, and she owed her on his truck, and she owed like a lot on her credit card or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he says, I hate to see you stressed. Let me just pay these off for you. And she was like, what? No. No. And he's like, I want to do this for you. So finally she's like, and he kept insisting. So finally she gives in. And he's like, and so she gave him the bank number to her, or the bank to her credit card. And
oh my God.
And the lien to her truck.
What?
And was like, here. And so but the thing is, there was no reason to not suspect him. Wasn't a random stranger. And he insisted and all of that. And he was like, I hate to see you that way. Whatever. He insisted for a while. It didn't just happen in one day. It was like weeks that he kept trying. And finally she said, okay. And then she checked, you know, her charge card was paid off, zero balance. And then her truck paid off, zero balance. And she was like, oh my God. So he was like, I wanted to help you. And they hung out a little bit more.
So nice.
The next day she checked it again. She's like, I'm nervous about this. 3 days in a row, she checked it, and it was zero balance on both. So then he says, listen, there were taxes or whatever. I just paid it, but I paid it. If you don't want to pay me back, that's cool. She's like, after all you did for me, it's a couple of $1,000, no problem. So she went to the bank and got $2,000 cash and gave it to him. And he skipped town with his girlfriend.
Right, but did he
damn, yo!
Did he pay her bills off?
No. Oh, and then she went to go look, and all of the everything was back. Her credit card balance was back, and her car balance
was
back.
How did that happen?
Because, so she calls the place. She's like, how come we did this transaction or whatever? And they were like, it was a fake bank account, and it takes a second to catch up. Like, it doesn't, they put it through, and then.
He's used that scam before.
Apparently so.
No.
He's used that scam before.
Apparently. So for $2,000, he skipped town?
Apparently so. And he went to Des Moines with his girlfriend, who was the one that was his ex-wife's best friend. So I don't listen.
Did she press charges on him?
No, she went to the police, and they're like, we have no proof. You gave him cash. Like, there's no way to prove that this happened. So and he's gone. He's in Des Moines. So
what is a way to prove? Yeah. If they wanted to,
it cost you more than $2,000.
IP addresses, where it got paid from, what computer it got paid from. They could do it if they wanted to, but they're not going to do it for $2,000.
Yeah. What about fraud?
Yeah,
they got to prove
it. But they got to prove it.
Mail and fraud, or
and for what this is,
$2,000.
You know, it's how much, what kind of resources they're going to throw at something like that. Wow, what a douche!
I mean, and the thing is, I'm like, well, he can never go to Fort Madison again because it's the tiniest town. Everybody knows who he is. His parents are like, you can't come back here. People that know him, because we all graduated high school, and the people that still live there are like, well, he's never going to be able to show his face again. He's going to die if he, what I mean?
Everybody knows?
It's a small town. You know instantly. And so,
is he an addict?
Well, that's funny you should say that, JP. I don't know if he's my thought was he just trying to get, she doesn't know about drugs per se, but he apparently is he drinks. He's like an alcoholic who doesn't really acknowledge that he's an alcoholic, and he's just nonstop.
You two should date.
Drunk. I'm not drunk right now.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to be drunk by 3, but I'm not drunk by now. No, but here's the thing. I didn't know if it was like just, and I'm like, why her? You know what I mean? Of all people, but I didn't know if it was like, he was going to get his ass kicked if he didn't give someone $2,000, which is...
Do not, I repeat, don't you dare try to find the okay in this.
Well, I mean, I don't...
Stop trying to find excuses for him.
No, you can't argue with the fact he
Be
gave a fake
angry
bank
with
number.
Him. He robbed your best friend.
I am 100%.
Don't try to figure out, well, you know what, maybe he's an addict and we got to find, help him out.
This
he's
is what
in
I'm
a bad
saying.
Way. Hell no.
Listen, I will kill him if I see him. I will punch Sean Decker in the face. I don't care. But I'm wondering, I want to know why. Is it desperation? Because what would you do? If you were at the end of, I'm not saying it's right or good. It's wrong and bad.
It sounds like just another scam. That he's done, a $2,000 scam he's done a bunch of times. That's what it sounds like.
Never rob my friends.
Exactly.
Ever. Never, ever.
Or how desperate would you have to be? I don't know. I would be, to me, it's sad, the level of desperation. And I feel for people that are that at the end of the rope. However, of his own doing, if he's drinking his money away, if he's, doing drugs, I don't know any of that. I just can't imagine being in such a horrible place that I would steal money from my friends. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I never thought of that you could give a fake bank account. And it takes time to catch up.
But
they made it zero before it caught up.
Right. See, now,
I'm surprised they don't check it before they make it zero.
I just had to pay a $1,400 for flood insurance, right, on the house. And I put it on my American Express card. So it's not to my total yet, but it's sitting there. It says pending.
Pending.
Right? So it's not like...
Yeah, that's the deal.
It's not like it came off my account already. It's just, it sits there for like a day or two.
Right.
Everything
gets checked.
Right.
She checked it in her, and she thought it was done. I mean, if you saw a zero balance, and then imagine, and that's the other part too. Imagine Lori's, it's a whole separate story about her divorce and how bad she's getting screwed over there. And so this is like a huge
weight. Did you two have the same lawyer?
Kind of.
Sounds like it.
Oh, no.
Her lawyer screwing her over, told her to agree with whatever happened to mediation, just agree, just say yes, and they referred her to someone else who's charging her money. It's a whole thing. She's just getting screwed all over.
Oh, my God.
And so you're thinking this is a...
Stop being a whore.
A lot of money she doesn't have to worry about. Can you imagine the weight lifted off of her shoulders from a good friend that she's known since we were kids? Right.
Do you know how much we were talking about between the truck and the credit card, whatever it was? What kind of money are we talking about?
We're into the upper double digits.
Upper double digits?
Well, I mean mid to upper.
It's a nice truck.
When you say mid to upper, double digits, I'm thinking
five,
like 99.
$25?
Not 99. Below. It's the truck was the most of it. And it's
how much? When you say double,
do you mean
five figures?
No, I mean,
is that what you mean?
I mean in the thousands, double digits in the thousands.
That's five figures.
So tens of tens.
How many? I don't know.
So we're talking 20 grand?
I clearly don't do that. Have that much
money. Upper.
To 8 billion is $737,540,000.
Are you telling me $90,000?
No. I'd say 70. Mid. I apologize. 50. I'd say around mid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think she thought this guy was going to pay off 50 grand for giggles?
Because they've known each other.
He was loaded.
We've all known each other. We've all
50
known each other.
Grand, Monica, in Iowa?
And they've been hanging out for a year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he
yeah, but he has to have...
Sounds like he played the long
solid
game.
Solid amount. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For $2,000 in the end. That's what is he doing?
And he,
like, how is he presenting himself that she thought he'd be, like, liquid for 50 grand
well,
to give away?
Because he sold the house in Florida, and he was living with his parents, so he didn't have rent. You know what I mean?
Flush with cash.
And he really asked her to please let him do this for like a week. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't like he just was like, oh, okay, no big deal. Like, he was like, because she was stressed out. I don't want to see you stressed, all of that.
Jesus, 50 grand. Oh, my God.
Ryan's on line two,
I
Ryan.
Lent my friend $5,000. I haven't seen it. But I'm not chasing him down for it either, but I can deal with that because I know he needed, like, I did a good thing there.
Yeah.
As much as I love him like a brother, he ain't getting 50 grand.
No, Ryan, same deal with you?
What's up, guys? What's up, Brett?
What's up, bro?
It actually happened to my friend, actually. What happens is like, she's got a history with with her car payments. And if you put a credit card on there, it's going to take it out instantly or it's going to charge something.
Okay.
If you put, most likely, she probably put a checking account. The guy. And then it takes a couple of days. Like Monica said, it actually does take a couple of days where it'll clear it out. Say zero balance, they're not going to send you the title or anything until everything is solidified, but it'll be a zero balance and it'll come back. What happened was with my friend is kind of the same thing, but it was where, hey, I'm going to buy this pop-up trailer. There is, I got a guy coming. He's going to give you an extra $1,250 or I'm sorry, I'm going to give you an extra $1,250 or whatever it is. Just pay him and I'll pay you, for picking it up. And then what happens is once that scam goes through, if you call the FBI like my friend did, they don't even open a file because there's so many under $100,000 unless it's $100,000 or more. They don't even open a file. Yes. And that's the FBI.
That's how many
there
are.
Yeah, scams are crazy. When it comes to this, what I don't understand is, Monica, why did your friend think that, okay, if this guy's got 20, 30, 40, 50 grand, whatever the truck was, he was going to pay off, why wouldn't she think, well, why does he want $2,000 cash, right now?
For the taxes.
He said for the taxes. He said he paid it. He said in all the transaction and everything, there were taxes that he had to pay. Extra, that was, and he was like, there were $2,000. So if you want to pay me that, and he was humble about it, and she felt bad. She's like, oh my God, you just spent all that money. Why would I not want to help you? You know what I mean? And so,
right. But did she ask for cash? Did he ask for cash?
I don't know.
Not a check?
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he asked for it. I know she said she went to the bank and got the money. So I don't. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, thanks,
Ryan.
That's
crazy. Usually,
yeah. That sounds
all right, guys.
Similar.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Wow, that's a good point. If you put the checking account in, it would take longer. Banks are just slower. I guess that makes sense.
Oh, that's true, and you could stop the check. Oh, that's true. If you know, once she found it, I don't know.
There's a statement you haven't heard in 30 years. I got to stop payment on a check.
This is the funniest thing. I have a checkbook with checks in my car in the glove compartment. because, like, if worse comes to worse ever and I lose my debit card, I have no other form of payment. You know what I mean? I can always go to my car and write a check,
right.
Which I haven't had to do, like, in years
happened,
and years.
It happened to me. I am a magnet for this.
For what?
I went food shopping over the weekend. I had to go get just a couple of things, but the place was crowded. I'm online. I picked the wrong line. And not only do I pick the wrong line, woman pulls out the checkbook.
Oh. Shut up. Oh, my God.
But what gets me about that is, and it always happens, they don't pre-write anything.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? They don't even bother to pre-write
the date filled out.
Pre-write the date, sign it, the name of the name of the store. This way, all you got to do is write in the number. That's it. It was who do I make the check out to? Do I make it out to Meat Farms? Like, that was...
Is that with an E?
Right.
A.
Right, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, I finally just started laughing because I cannot pick the right line to get on, ever.
You found the last three people who write checks.
I'm well aware.
I've seen
tell
it
me.
At
supermarket.
All been in the same place.
Yeah. Same woman, too?
No.
All been this bitch again.
All been in the same store.
She waits to see where you're going and then goes in right before you.
All been in the same... I cannot...
Daddy, watch this.
I don't care what store I go to. It's like supermarket, food shopping, that kind of thing.
It's usually the place.
I get on the wrong line.
Yeah.
Every time. Unless there's like no line and I'm the only person. Like, but if I have to pick a line.
I picture that's how my grandma used to pay for groceries. I mean, that's a long time ago. I just picture her. That's
but
how
even
she
your
did
grandma
it.
Wrote it out beforehand because she knew
she
it was.
And she had her change in that little purse that you bend. It's like rubber and the slit opens up and all the
it's
changes.
It's a vagina.
In there.
Yeah, you squeeze it.
Along with her checkbook and her little A&P rewards card. And then they have to check. Check approval. Oh, my God.
Rubber stamp and everything. That's old school.
I don't see that these days. Wow. Well, good way to start off the Horror Lori time. Except in front of you and Lori.
You don't see these days, except for last Sunday.
Wow. All right. Well, sounds like the beginning of a great weekend for you, Monica. Try not to be part of a scam or a victim of a scam.
That guy's giving a overweight bald guys a bad name is all I'm saying.
They deserve better.
All right, Roger, JP. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We heard this in a while. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. This was the, theme, right? The Trump show?
Yes.
Yeah. Money, money, money. We'll be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.